The Holiday Islands Suburban Improvement District will hold their work session. Today is Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. It is 9 a.m. Will the secretary call roll, please?
Commissioner Reagan?
Here.
Commissioner Rao? Absent. Commissioner Stith, here. Commissioner Pinkley?
Here.
And Commissioner Roach.
Let's stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you.
Feel better?
Yes.
Today's discussion topic is the pricing of advertising on the LED community sign at the golf course. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
On what?
On advertising at the sign.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
Can you turn your mic on, please?
I'm just going to ask Rich if he had any kind of ideas on prices and stuff like that.
Me, Dave, and Misty had a little conversation about it. And I can't off the top of my head remember. Misty's running just a little bit late, and I'm hoping she'll bring a sheet in. But the organization part of it, which we had that hi-haw meeting,
yeah.
And I told the organizations they will have free advertising on it, which was I was incorrect on that.
Yeah.
We're going to give them a certain amount of advertising, for, say, three or four free, and then we're going to charge after that, so that way they don't clutter the sign clear full of stuff. But, yeah, I think if we just kind of come up with an idea of what we're thinking, and then Misty, when she gets here, I think she's got a little bit to add to it. They are going to be here at 10 o'clock to start putting the sign up today, which I wish they would have picked a little bit warmer time, but.
At least the sun's up.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool out here, won't
it? Yeah, it's going to be nice and cool, and I'm hoping they can mount it where I took the wood sign down. I'm hoping they can mount it higher above the old sign. And then they'll take the old sign down and we'll, I don't know what we'll do with it.
Shouldn't take too long to install it, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think, because the metal's all there. I'm hoping they can just...
Everything's there, electricity, everything's there.
Yep. And then once they get it installed, then Doug or his son that presented the sign, they'll be here and they'll start the programming of it, and then we'll start the training of it.
So will that be today that he will be, the son or Doug will be here, or is that like tomorrow?
Well, it'll probably be like Wednesday or Thursday is what I'm guessing. By the time they get it up, make sure it's everything's working correctly on it, getting signal and everything, and they'll be here. Once it's up, I'll get a hold of Doug and find out exactly when they're going to be here.
Okay. So one of my main questions, I guess, with it would be how long will the advertising last? Like, is it a week before an event, a month, 2 weeks, like, we need to have a limit as to when each advertisement for how long it's going to be up on the sign would be my first question.
I would say we run, I mean, that's going to depend. I mean, I say we run everything at a week period.
Okay.
And then it's, everything will run at 6 seconds. You might as well just stand up and take the mic.
The guy when we were talking after the meeting, after we decided we were going to get it, after he presented it, I should say that day, he said that there's three or four different ways they do it, if you guys remember. Well, they do it yearly, they do it monthly, and they do it weekly. And they do it for one day. You know, but he said that's kind of what a lot of the places do. And he said sometimes they just do it daily. Like, say if there's some big thing coming up and it's that day and they want to make sure they advertise a little bit, just have a daily fee so that you can say, okay, it's $50 to put it on the sign that day. Or whatever that figure would be. I don't know if that's appropriate or inappropriate or what. But that's kind of what she says.
Right. I think that's where the concern is that even though I would hate to have a yearly membership fee of advertisement just in the sense of it's going to clog the system up when there's going to be other things happening at the same time. So I would hope that we would have, you know, a week, 2 week period, or whatever it is at a time that they can advertise, or even a day that they can advertise. But having a year long contract to advertise, I feel like is going to bog down the system when there's going to be other people asking.
They could change that daily by just digital.
Right, I understand that. I'm just saying that I would like to, you know, this is just obviously the start of the conversation, but to have some parameters in place for when the sign does go up and when people are starting to want to advertise with us, what all, you know, and these are things that we can tweak as we go, but we need to have at least some foundation as to what we're going to be doing with the sign advertisement.
Well, and yeah, we need to have a short contract that says at least this spot for, you know, for 2 weeks or a month or a year or whatever it be, and we end with the price, and price is payable. I think we ought to charge for the sign. They pay up whatever it is, they pay it in advance. You know, whatever, if it's 2 weeks, they put it in there, or a month, then we ought to get paid prior to every transaction we make.
Let's start with monthly, weekly, and daily. Well, let's start with daily.
Okay.
So if we start with a daily rate for somebody to put something up, then we can work to the weekly part of it, then right. The monthly, and then let's say if somebody does want to advertise for a year, we can say they pay 11 months, get a month free or something like that. But that's something we can worry about. Monthly, weekly, and daily is probably our most priority right now.
I think that's probably right.
And then the organizations, what we're going to do with the organizations. So let's just say somebody wants to put something up for a day use, which is going to be 24 hours.
Just like they say, okay, we have a open house. Say somebody, and that's very possible that people will do that for an open house or a garage sale. They might pay, you know, $50 to get it on for one day.
What do we think would be a good daily rate?
So, Misty, do you have any? So, I mean, like, I realize that we're kind of in a different market for advertising where we don't exactly have the same pricing. But do you have any sort of ideas, like, as to has there been any research about it or any talk about what a normal type of advertisement fee would be? Again, we're in kind of a different market here. I understand that.
Right. So, I have
excuse me, ma'am.
Our market is definitely unique, so I don't think that we can charge what some of the other places.
Understand. I completely agree.
Yeah, and I really don't know even an area that we could reach out to contact to see.
Okay.
Just because the demographic and what we're going to get, it just is not anywhere in comparison.
Understand.
So I think that $50 is a lot.
I agree.
For a day. I think probably for, it needs to be different for, we talked about birthdays or whatever. So the price for that, I think, needs to be different than what we're doing for an actual advertisement.
Okay.
And then we need to look at, like, when we start to address the organizations, then we need to make sure that they're compatible or comparable, because, like, I know we have Hi-Ha and we have the different ones, but we also have Rotary and Elks, and I know that with our rental fees, they're not even anywhere close for those things, even though our Rotary group and the Elks group are comprised of Holiday Island residents. The rental rates for the ballroom and the barn are not the same, you know. So, and I think that we need to make sure that we don't alienate people and price ourselves out in that. With the birthdays, whether it's $10 or $20 to put it up there, I think that's fine, honestly. And I agree with that whole year-long thing. I don't. If they want to pay in advance and say, okay, yes, we're going to pay this much for a whole year, but we need to put limits on what we're going to do, because we don't need...
What's going to turn into more of an advertisement than anything? Then
Yes.
It's not going to benefit the community when all the businesses in the area have a year long, and each of them, we have 10, you know, 10 businesses,
yeah,
and they each have 6 seconds. It's not going to be what the purpose intended of why we purchased the sign.
Right.
That's my concern. Like, I fully support having the businesses on there and things like that, but I think that there should be limits. And, you know, if we only have so many businesses that will advertise during that week or that month, so that it's not, that's not what the whole purpose of the sign is. That's my concern, is that it would turn into just a straight advertisement for everything else than what it's actually the purpose intended for with the community.
Right.
May I ask? Because
well, I think if we rent, if we rent,
the purpose? What would you state what the purpose was? I have an opinion, but I'd like to hear it.
The purpose of the sign?
Yes.
The purpose of the sign is for the public to know what's going on in Holiday Island, the hours of the restaurant, certain events that's going on around Holiday Island.
Golf prices.
Okay. So I do, based on that comment, I thought that the restaurant was the number one.
This is called a community sign. So it's good. It's open to the. We didn't want to just take and narrow it down and say this is the Holiday Island Grill sign. This is the Holiday Island Pro Shop sign. This is a community sign, so people can utilize using it. And then plus we get to put our stuff on it for free because we purchased it. Douglas from the LED sign company said that the going rate for a daily advertisement is $20.
$20 to $25 is, yep, what he said for a daily rate.
Yep.
And you know, he told me that after that when we went over there to his truck, looked at that. He said there's a lot of people will put their garage sales on, mm-hmm, for $25 because it saves them from having. He said that traffic going up and down there, everybody sees it. So he said it's easy to get garage sale money and or estate money or estate sales, you know. Some will put it in there for three days, $75. He said if you price it too high, then you don't get that business. But you know, if you get for a garage sale, you get $50, it's a pretty decent income coming in. Anyhow, that's what he said, so I just passed that along.
So let's just say, I mean, what we think about $20 for a daily fee for companies, or
I think, and this is my problem with it, it's the gray area. Like $20 for a business or $20 for an organization, $20 for a happy birthday sign, $20, like, is it all encompassing the one day, or is it depending on the type of advertisement?
Exactly.
This is the problem that we're going to hash this out, is that there's an infinite amount of possibilities that we at least need to kind of have some sort of pathway to figure out what
That's
we're going
right.
to end up doing. So
yeah.
I think anywhere, you know, $20 a day doesn't seem like much, but then trying to figure out your weekly and your monthly, and if that's going to add up real fast for a monthly advertisement, which can be beneficial on the one side, but it's going to price us out at the same time.
So here's my thoughts, since I'm poking on my calculator here. If we did $20 for an advertisement for a day, and then I feel like advertisement is garage sale, business, function of any kind is $20. I think that if you want to advertise a birthday, we dock $5 off it and call it $15. So then if you're going to do a weekly, let's say for 4 weeks, we knock a little bit off that, we just make it $75 for a week.
Okay.
And then if you take that times four, that comes up $300 for a month. But we can knock that, say monthly, they get a perk off that, we can drop a bit down to $250. So that's just the numbers I came up with. Roll with it.
You're lumping individual and business together?
Yep. If you're going to advertise for a garage sale or any kind of function at all for a day, I say we just keep a flat rate of $20. The only thing we're going to give a little bit of discount for is a birthday.
Or any type of celebration.
Any type of celebration.
Okay.
Anniversary,
mm-hmm.
Anniversary, birthday, and maybe a retirement or something like that.
Okay.
I think we ought to have a flat rate of like $20 and be done with it.
Or, and forget about the celebration part, just 20 bucks flat? Okay.
That'd be my opinion. It's easier
I would think the opposite, just because it's an advertisement that you're paying for to get services versus a celebration. That I feel like that should be anywhere from the $10 to $15 range, because you're not getting anything out of it.
Exactly. You're not making money
off it. You're not making money off of it. So I feel like, in my opinion, that should be $10.
We are going to make money off it, because we're going to sell this guy. We've already got one sign sold, so we're going to get $5,000.
But that has...
So we're going to get our sign paid for eventually.
Well, no, she's just talking about the advertising part of it.
I'm talking about an advertisement versus a celebration.
So if you're advertising for a business or a garage sale for one day, you're going to make money off that advertisement.
Sure, that's right.
So a celebration, you're not making money off that celebration. You're just letting people know that it's somebody's anniversary or birthday, so that way it should be a lower rate.
Yeah, I understand that.
Rebecca, what you got?
Rebecca Sherman. So you're talking about rates, and I hear what you're saying. My question is, what is the format for it? Is it a line? Is it you have it locked off into grids?
So it'll flash your advertisement up there, and you typically it runs for 6 to 8 seconds, I believe.
Full screen.
Full screen.
Full screen.
Full screen. It'll be the full size of the whole digital thing.
Front and back.
Yep. And then it runs for 8 seconds, and then it runs on a loop. So depending, say, there's 10 advertisements that we have up there right now, every 80 seconds, your advertisement will show for 8 seconds.
Okay, and so it's a digital pixel line item. And who's putting that into the computer?
There'll be three people with access to it. Misty, Mark, and then myself or Sherry, the ISIN office. So that way, if the office is closed due to a snowstorm, we can get on there and we can punch up that ISIN office is closed for this time or whatever, and it's going to be the same way for the restaurant and the pro shop. So that way we can access to it. It'll probably mainly run through Misty and her books for the charging of it.
I ask these questions because it's nice to just say, oh, it's advertising, but the format of the advertising. If you said that 5 minutes before I showed up, my apologies. If you're going to put that out there, I'm used to, I want to see the sheets. The format, which you just explained. And somewhere you use the word flashing.
It just rolls.
Static lines, aren't they?
There's lines, but I mean it looks just like CS Bank's digital sign that they have up there.
It's like a TV screen.
Yeah, it's like a big screen TV.
It's more like a big screen TV. So the sign, it will come. It's not like a flashing light sign that we're not having any of that. We're just going to have the static sign for the 6 seconds or the 8 seconds, and then it's going to go to the next one. Then it's going to go to the next one. So it's not anything that's going to be flashing, obnoxious.
The city ordinance doesn't allow that.
Yeah, the city, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hand this back. Thank you. I'm still thinking and listening.
So I think if we start out at a minimal $20, if we see how well it goes, and we decide that we have to go up or whatever, we always can go up, but you can't go down.
So, okay, here's another one of my questions. In terms of businesses, are we going to limit in terms of how far out somebody can advertise? Like, are we going to allow Eagle Rock advertising? Are we going to allow Eureka Springs advertising? Are we only going to limit it within the city of Holiday Island? Or is there going to be, Eagle Rock tree trimming or things that are happening in ERB?
I mean, the way I see it, if they're going to pay, let them advertise.
Okay. I mean, I have no problem with that. I don't know if there should be, it should be something that is at least,
I'd be really shocked.
Closer to the community than not. Like, we're not, I mean, I can't see anybody wanting, from Rogers, wanting to advertise here, but I think that doesn't necessarily benefit the community.
I don't see anybody outside of a 20-mile radius wanting to put an advertisement on there, but just my thoughts.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, these are things that we still have to think about as to where it's going to go, because we don't know what's going to happen
with the sign. We could get realtors from Rogers that want to add on, or, you know, put a space on it.
And that's my concern, is that we're, again, turning this into an advertisement instead of a community sign.
Yep.
As to where we need to limit, how many businesses we will allow on a daily basis to have their advertisement up versus what is benefiting our community.
Gotcha.
Now, if it's a realtor in Roger that's advertising for a property that's here, that's different than a realtor advertising for themselves in Rogers.
Or just themselves in period.
Right, themselves in period, or an open house here versus an open house in Rogers, or things like that. That's where I feel like we definitely need to have some sort of limit as to where these advertisements are coming from and how they will or will not benefit our community in general.
Yeah, I never would have thought that.
That brings up a concern when we have right of refusal, if there's something that...
And what would that be at that point?
Yeah, no, I mean, something that might be... I don't know.
Okay, so...
If we have what? I didn't hear.
I mean, if somebody wants to advertise something that's not...
So my on that line, then, like political advertisements, are we going to limit to not have political type of advertisements? Are we going to allow political advertisements? These are all...
I don't think we ought to put any limits on it. You know, that we advertise as much as we can.
But there might be,
because there's a lot of people in Holiday Island who want to advertise on it, believe me. Especially for garage sales, estate sales.
I understand that, and that's completely different than what we're trying to talk about. That
I'm talking about something that could be adverse, controversial, you know.
Yeah, and you get political.
Yeah, I think we should stay away from political, to tell you the truth.
And I agree.
Why
don't
you put political up there with?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If somebody who's running for an office wants to buy some advertisement time, are we going to allow that type of advertisement? Or are we going to limit it? Because I feel like that's...
I really don't think you could put political stuff up there. It's a community sign.
Yeah, we're getting
That's why I'm asking these questions, because these are things that you need to consider as to what our limits are,
and
to where, how far we're going to advertise out, and to what end are we going to allow and signs, you know, advertisement to be purchased, just to what you were saying.
Events and things in Holiday Island. But I don't think advertising for a political position is... anything you'd be putting on that sign.
They're all over the community, so why would they not? That's my point.
I think you're right.
So anyhow, I hope that maybe the guy, when they bring the sign, they may very possibly have some kind of ideas.
I respect it, but at the same time, the community that we're in, it's not anywhere, like, their ideas aren't really, I hate to say it, but their ideas don't really matter to us.
Exactly.
We need to find out what matters to us.
We're open to their ideas, but at the end of the day, it's still
our
decision on what gets done.
Right.
And the other thing that I come up with is, if they're in a ballroom and they want to put something on the sign, that should be included in the fee.
Well, if you rent the ballroom and you have a wedding, let's say a wedding, or rent it for some purpose, don't you think that we could give them a one day ad on there for that day that they're having it, like a wedding?
Well, you're definitely not going to be advertising your wedding.
I mean,
you don't want people showing up that aren't invited.
I mean, if they rent,
but you could have something that says like, this is where it is. But
they aren't losing
anything. Yeah. That's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, somebody that's rented it that wants to put something up there, you know, it could be part of that fee, so we wouldn't charge them extra for it.
Here's my question. You're going to have to do your calculator. So you got a sign, and it's a line item advertising that you're talking, that rotates every 8 seconds?
6 to 8.
6 to 8 seconds. So how many lines in 24 hours? Because in a day, how many advertisements are going to hit that sign in a day? You're just talking like you got hundreds of lines. You don't. How many lines do you have?
Well, I think with the size of our city, you're not going to have hundreds of advertisements.
I mean, simple math, if it runs for 6 seconds and there's 10 advertisements up there, so it'll be seen every minute, so it'll run 1,440 times in 24 hours.
To that note, are we really going to be running the sign all through the night?
Yes.
So it's okay.
So my reason for the question is, if somebody wants to actually pay the advertisement for their line, you need to know or be able, let's say, to tell me how many times or how many people are you really going to have 1,000 people in a day and each person's only going to get 6 seconds? This is the math I'm
6 seconds per minute. So every minute, it starts over again.
Yeah.
That would be my other question is that are we going to limit, like, every third minute a business?
That's my question.
Right, and those are still things that we're trying to discuss and discover and figure out how it's going to work because, again, you have the same business, not that there's anything wrong with it, but at the same time, the same business every minute is on that screen.
And that's something that we'll have to look at, the programming of it. So can we take and do 5 different businesses every 3 minutes?
Right.
I mean, that's just going to be in the programming of it and what we'll have to learn.
That's what we're going to have to work on. Okay.
I don't think we know what all about what we're going to do yet. I think, you know, we get the sign up, get it going, and then I think we'll be able to put some kind of ideas together.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to want... We're definitely going to have, like, the weather and the temperature up there, but are you going to want it flashing every for 6 seconds every minute or every 3 minutes? The thing is typically when you're doing 30 mile an hour and you go by it.
25.
When you're doing 30 mile an hour and you go by it, how many different advertisements are you going to see in that for that 6 seconds when you're going by there? Maybe 3 to 4
at the most.
Yeah. So then when you come back, hopefully you're going to see 3 or 4 different ones and 3 or 4 different ones. People aren't going to just stop and watch it for 1 minute to see all the advertisements.
Yeah. We'll have to limit how many is on there in a day.
Yeah.
For that reason. So
yeah.
Everybody gets the coverage that.
Right, which is what we have to figure out with the programming is how we can...
That would be, if the program, if we can do certain ones every third loop.
Right.
That way they're up there every 3 minutes for 6 seconds. But then are you going to charge that the same amount that you are for a garage sale?
I think the same thing, though. Anything that's an advertisement shouldn't be on there every minute.
And I think...
It should be on like a third, you know, loop, 3, 4, 5 minute type of thing. Yeah. Like.
And if they do a monthly... I mean, if they did a monthly fee, then yes, we'd put them on there every 3 minutes for 6 seconds, and then we'd have to make sure we charge for that rate, because if you're going to be on there for a day, you definitely want it every 6 seconds. Every minute you want flipping. The weekly, we could take and set them for every 2 minutes for 6 seconds, and then for the monthly, every 3 minutes for 6 seconds. But it all depends on how we can program all that, and then the price.
Right.
Well, you know, if you're running 100, I don't think much more than 150 feet one way or the other is about all you're going to see. Mm-hmm. And if there's 5,280 feet in a mile, you're going to have approximately 101 of those at every in that 150 feet. So, you know, you're probably going to have 8. You're going to see, I don't know if you can see 8. That long would only be a second, a couple of seconds a piece.
Yeah.
And they're on for 8 seconds, so.
I mean, and you know other digital signs that you've driven by. they're most of the time they are at a 6 to 8 second loop, and you know that when you're driving even 45 mile an hour down a highway and it's twice the size, you're only seeing three of the advertisements, maybe four.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I don't see any on the bank, by the way. None. The weather.
We don't. The bank does not advertise. There's no.
I don't care anything that's on your sign. The only thing I see is the weather.
That's it. Okay.
And I don't live up in that area, so I think that's stop area, and I'm paying attention, and that's the only thing, because it's big enough, it's all I care about, and I make the turn. And when I come back, it's either the same temperature, or I know when it's dropping, or I know when it's rising. That's it. So this loop that everybody's sitting here discussing, you'd really have to sell me.
I will say the bank one is definitely at a much longer time frame than what we're talking about. I don't know the specifics of it because I don't control that sign, but I will say that it's, I've sat there for a while and watched to go through. And it's just because it's not something that we are utilizing for advertisement purposes for other businesses. We're only using it for our own business. So our time frames are going to be different.
I get that. So think about, you're more static.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking here about all this constant moving, that every 6 seconds, that's pretty quick. 6 seconds. Is it going to just become, are you going to turn it into something that nobody's looking because they know it's just, they're not going to see it? That's my thought.
Well, that's obviously not the goal. The goal is it, and that's why we would want to have a variation of what is being noticed on the sign. That's why I worry about having the same advertisements every 60 seconds, and if there's a way to loop that out so that there are different things showing up on the screen every time that you're looking at it. But again, this is something that's new to all of us, and that we're going to have to explore and tweak as we go to figure out what is the best for the community.
Well, then, when you're getting your education on this, how to program this, my next question would be, what's the font size?
We can change the font size to where we want. We can change font. We can change the font size. I think it comes pre-programmed with 20 different backgrounds. If we choose a different background that we have to have them program into it, it costs us extra money. But it's all set up, I think it's no different than changing the font on your Words program on your computer.
Yeah,
you can change your boldness, your font, all that stuff.
I want you to consider, especially this area, we're driving our cars. Whoever made the signs that tells everybody on this huge platform, on this plywood, that the marina's here, this is here, this is here, this is here. You know, it's just, I mean, it's printed. I'm long past that before I'm ever going to read what's on that sign. Okay? You know what I'm talking about? It's up there. Whoever did it, whether it was the city or the Cid, I don't know. On the right-hand side of the road, but I'm coming back from the store.
It's where L&L is.
And it lists.
Are you talking about where L&L Liquor is?
No.
No.
This one.
Yeah,
okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you?
It's right there on Holiday Island Drive.
Past the main.
Yeah.
Past the what used to be the.
The little guard shack thing used to be there.
Yeah, past that on the right hand side.
Yeah, it has everything listed. So yeah, marina, X miles, this one. I mean,
I see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. But she's saying that, you know, by the time that she doesn't have time to read all of that, by the time you're driving through, because if you didn't know to look at it. So I think that's what she's saying as far as what we actually have on the sign, the amount of words that we have on
right.
the sign, and the font size needs to be larger fewer words, and that way you can actually see
right.
what it's saying.
Right. I would agree with that in terms of the sign. I think that one is more for people coming into the area and not knowing what they're doing. They're going to slow down.
That doesn't matter. That's not what I'm expressing.
Oh, sorry.
It's no, you got it.
Okay.
It's a waste of airspace for that sign.
Okay.
So now you're going to do a digital sign. And it's got a font size, it's probably maybe 24, 22 on the printed sign. So now you're talking about a font size on something that's going to rotate every 6 seconds.
Well, we're looking, okay, so if you're talking about like you have a 24 font size is what you're looking at with those signs. I would imagine with this sign, we're going to be looking at least 50 to 72, depending on how many lines is going to be written. Like, we're not trying to have the sign just be straight up printed activity. Like, for instance, if we're going to advertise the daily specials, we're not going to advertise the entire week of daily specials on one screen. We're going to have Monday special, Tuesday special, Wednesday special, so that the font is big enough that you can read each one versus the entire week of specials where you can't read anything.
Right. And so the point, when you raise the font, now how much is left for your advertising? You see, you got more math to do here. You got plenty more math.
I don't agree with you. That's something that we're trying to work out, again.
I know, and so I'm expressing this as something you're still trying to work out. Add this to the working it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to charge for the letter. I mean, I don't think we need to charge 15 cents a letter.
No, but if the sign itself, if you're not at 22 font, if you're at 72 is the font size, you've now taken out at least three advertisers.
Each advertiser
in a 6 second rotation.
No.
I guess where I think maybe the confusion is each advertiser is going to be on their own page. It's not going to be an advertisement at the bottom of the daily special. Their advertisement would be the entire screen for that 6 seconds.
They'll have their own screen.
Their own screen.
So I could take and I could have my own screen that has my face that says, "Welcome to Holiday Island," and it'll be me sitting here like this that says, "Welcome to Holiday Island still." For 6 seconds, and then it'll go away, and it'll be Holiday Island special.
So I think that's where the confusion with the line items that you were talking about.
Yes.
For 6 seconds, then it'll be gone.
Yeah, so there's not going to be like a running advertisement at the bottom with our things going on at the top.
You're not going to
have a full screen.
Yeah, you're not going to see a whole bunch of.
I think we're just wasting a lot of time right now because we don't have it up. We don't really.
Yeah. But we. The worst thing is. Yes, we have to have a plan together because once this signs up and that program's ready, there's going to be people that are going to be like, hey, I want to advertise on that.
That's why I say
and that's why
a daily deal right now and
yeah.
be done with it.
And we need
to
change
that.
We got, right now, I want a baseline resolution that we vote on Monday that says this is what we're going to charge people for this. I don't want to go in there saying, well, you get it for $15 this time. And then 2 weeks or a month from now, we have another meeting and we set a resolution and it changes all that. I've got to have a baseline of what we're going to do as soon as that sign's up and going.
So we need to have a daily?
So right now, I've got, this is just what I've got written down. I got advertisement for daily use of $20 running every loop.
Right.
Birthday for $15 running every loop. A week?
And that'll run a week?
A day. 24 hours.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, never mind.
So then we're going to have a weekly of $75, and if we can, it will run every other loop for $75 for a week.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a monthly of $250, and if we can, it will run every third loop. That's just what I've got written down, thinking of right now.
Okay. Celebrations, $10.
$10?
That's my opinion.
Okay. I'm open.
What was the $10?
For
celebrations,
happy birthdays,
birthday, happy
every,
anniversary.
Yeah, I
think $10.
Because
again, you're not making anything off of this. You're just wanting the community to know something.
Yep. I also have written down the rental advertising. So if you rent the ballroom, the barn, that will be tied in, the fee for that will be tied in with the rental.
One day.
For one day.
I think that's a good idea. I think that sounds good to me. How about you guys for on Monday?
No political ads.
No political ads.
25-mile limit on businesses.
Say that again?
25-mile limit on businesses.
Outside area.
Outside area.
Oh.
I was like, I thought we were talking about
speed. You're
the
one over here saying you're going 30 miles an hour. What are you talking about?
25-mile limit on businesses outside of Holiday Island.
Agreed.
Right.
Okay.
No political ads.
If it's a realtor, for Hyacinth Homes only.
Yes.
Right.
And then, of course, we can also do the fine print below, determined by, you know, subject to determined by management.
Yes, or and something to the effect of right of refusal. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Not just, we'll do a fine print of something. So, here is my final, if we can agree on this somewhat, here's my final and biggest hurdle. Organizations. So what do we want to offer the organizations? Do we want to give them 3 free week ads? Or what are we thinking about the organizations?
Well, if they're connected with a golf course like the men's HIMCA, or the women.
Yep.
I think you know, they're all members. And they all pay $1,500 a year to be a member to play. And I think maybe if they're going to have their lunch at, like in the spring, they have a breakfast. Each one of them have a breakfast. In the fall, they have a breakfast. Maybe we give them that on the side.
Okay, now here's a question for you, Doug. HIMCA, how many functions do they have that's open to the public? Or, something, you know, the breakfast is. How many times do they do that a year?
Well, they haven't been doing many tournaments, so.
Well, I mean, just.
But open to the public, not just the HIMCA organization.
Or advertising that their breakfast that I go speak at every year.
Well, I don't really know that for sure, but the things HIMCA really doesn't put on a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't put on anything that.
But I mean, even I mean,
golf members.
Really. Advertising for the breakfast that is not an open breakfast. So it wouldn't be an advertisement because it's not an open breakfast an event. It's not like advertising for a wedding. It's not an event that needs advertising for. It's because it's a closed.
But this is something like the chili cook-off, where we do one.
Right, the chili cook-off is something that is a community.
Yeah.
Since it is a community event that needs to that would be different in terms, but we need to go back and look at. Or the organizations versus.
So here's a good example. Let's say Friends of the Barn. Last year they did their Elvis thing. Mm-hmm. So Pat or Chris come to Misty and be like, okay, I'm putting on an Elvis impersonator. I am an organization of Friends of the Barn. What do I get? Are we going to say, okay, you can do three different stuff like this for free. The fourth one you're going to pay this much for a week ad. Or, I mean,
well,
yes,
I think give it to them for free, but I think we need to define those organizations.
And see, and that's where we've gotten into a thing before. Friends of the Barn, HIMCA, HILGA, HIHA,
Rotary.
Well, Rotary's Nation.
Rotary and Elks.
Elks is Nation. Why? Bridge Club.
But again, if they have an event at the barn, they were going to rent the barn, so they could.
But they get the day.
A day, right.
If they wanted to advertise for a week ahead of time, is where we're trying to figure out what that pricing would be.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, I like the 3 free. You know, they have a week of 3 events that they can advertise for free. I feel like after that, then they could pay the same amount as any other advertisement.
I agree to that. I think that's no more fair.
Because they've gotten 3 free. If they're having, you know, that's just my baseline of it, is that they get their free with our community events, and then after that, if they want to continue with it. Because if you think about it, there's not that many things happening, because each organization is doing different things throughout the year, so that it's not like HiHa does 7 events a year.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And they can pick and choose which ones that they want to have for their free advertisement, and then they can choose, you know, this one isn't as big of an event, so maybe we'll just pay for one day because we don't need a whole week of advertising for an event.
Yep. I agree.
I think that sounds good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I see the face.
No. No.
Something tells me I'll be getting a phone call later.
Yeah, you might. I don't know who you are.
I'm Dave Rochford's wife, Barbara.
Hi. Okay. Part of what I heard long ago was Misty was asking about advertising for the grill. And Rich said he hoped A&P was going to kick in here. And we've now reached that joint place again. If, and I do keep track, if the A&P really had a full board, which they don't, if they actually knew what they were doing, which they don't, if you were a person, no, if you're an organization, because you're talking about organizations, if you're, let's do the chili cook-off, those people, they rent the barn. If the A&P knew what they were doing, the people from the chili cook-off could go to the A&P, they would ask them, they'd have to have all their stuff figured out. The chili people are probably a good example. They've done this before. How many people they're anticipating, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they ask the A&P, who's been collecting this money from short-term rentals, including ISID, to sponsor them. And then the A&P says, we're going to sponsor you. They ask them for $500, $1,000. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now, they've got the money, and part of an A&P deal would be that those people who get sponsored have to say who sponsored them in their advertising. So I'm hearing Heisted at the moment, who is trying to figure out your advertising sign, possibly walking into giving it away to a group, because there's a group that's not understanding what they did with the 3% tax issue. Because if they were doing it correctly, that chili event should go to them, get $1,000 for their, you know, let's say, and for sponsoring, which will include all of this advertising that they then to spend on that. The moment you give it for free, then they're, you know, they're not, you're not looping that money. Am I making sense in this? Don't feel bad, because
I'm a little lost.
They don't have it together at all.
I get what you're saying with like the chili cook-off, and then get them getting sponsors that they then advertise themselves with those sponsorships. I understand that part of what you're saying, right? Like you're saying, like the flyers and things where Steve puts on who all was sponsors in the different parts of that, right?
They have to include.
Right. Okay. I get that part, but what I'm not understanding where we're going with the sign part,
I guess.
She was
saying that you could take the money from A&P that they will give for advertising, and then they can purchase the time on the sign instead of us just giving that away.
Thank you.
With the rent, with the rental cost.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
So,
the rental cost would still get one day, but the chili cook-off has already started to advertise right
we
now.
Would have to charge them for the weekly, because they only get it with the rental for one day.
Yeah.
So anything beyond
so
that, they would
have. For it,
yeah.
It's just the one day that's included.
And who pays for the sign for a weekly or a monthly fee? I don't care. As long as it gets paid. If the A&P pays for it for the chili cook-off, that's none of my concern.
Well, and she's also saying, though, is if we give away to the organizations, if we give three away to the organizations, then that is part of that as well. Even though, with, like, Friends of the Barn, though, it's a little bit, can they go to A&P and ask for money? I don't even know.
Anybody can go to the A&P.
Oh, really?
Any event that's being held to go to the A&P and ask for money.
I mean, they could, I guess, every one of the organizations could go and ask for money from A&P.
But the A&P money does not reflect on what...
Don't set a precedence, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They don't have their stuff together yet. I know that. They're figuring it out. So
what I'm saying, Rebecca, is
one day, you know, just don't start calling all of it free for the organizations. They need to really start pressing. Anybody doing an event really needs to start pressing the city's A&P.
So are you, like, referring, because the way that I'm hearing this is like double dipping.
Yes.
So they're going to the A&P to get the advertising money, and then they're paying us with said advertising money. Or they're getting advertising money, but then they're getting advertising from us free? Is that what I'm hearing? Because that's...
Okay.
I don't think it should matter. I mean, if we want to give it for free, that would allow them to use that money to advertise in other areas.
I agree.
Because they advertise outside this local area. This is only local that we're talking about.
Here's the thing, though. If an organization comes to us and says, okay, we want to put on an event, breakfast, we charge them for that event. And if they use our catering, we charge them for the catering. If they decide they're going to go to the A&P and say, hey, we're putting on this event, would you like to sponsor it? And however they use that money, we don't care.
Agreed.
The A&P decides on how they use that money. If they want to use that money to pay for the rental of the ballroom, great. We don't care. As long as they pay us for the rental or the sign, I don't care where they get the money.
Okay. With
that's on the A&P, not us.
So what comes with it? Where the advertising comes in, is that in order to receive the A&P money, you also have to include, let's say, the city of Holiday Island is a sponsor of this, their event.
Well, I think we go with that suggestion you made and be done with it. We're wasting a lot of time. And we don't really know.
We can talk about this later, Rebecca.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't box yourself in without understanding what is on their side of this too.
Yeah, and the only thing I'm saying is if an organization goes to A&P and gets money to help sponsor their function, that's not on us. As long as they pay for what they're renting in my HICID, I don't care where they get the money. That's on A&P on what they do with the money they get from A&P, not on HICID.
But what they're getting in that is, or what they're being required to do, is advertising. That's a requirement.
Yeah, but see, once again, I pay my A&P tax to the A&P. The A&P needs to keep track of what they do with their money, not HICID. We're not tied together, so that's it. I'll talk to you later about it.
Yeah, we still have that one thing to talk about.
Okay, so at this point, again, we just have to have something on paper so that we can vote on it. Three events for HICID organizations per year that they get free. after that, they pay whatever, however they want to advertise. What's the time frame for that advertisement? Are we going to limit it at like a 2-week time frame that we would give them free?
Right now I have it written down as a week of ad.
A week free. So they get 1 week free. Okay.
Because right now we're just doing everything daily, weekly, and monthly.
Okay.
I think that will cover right now, and then we can go on with this meeting, and if we need to change it, it's easy to do.
And that's it. It's a resolution. All we got to do is have one reading on it, change it, have one reading on it, vote, done.
Right.
I just had to have something in place as soon as this sign goes up, so that way we know what we're doing. So once the sign gets up, we will probably like say they get it done today. We get programmed and trained on it by Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and probably even Monday will be just HICID stuff that's going to be run on it. We will not sell any advertisements until after we pass this resolution.
Right.
Okay. Anything else you might
want to? As we move on, I'd like to talk about the golf course.
Okay.
And I've talked to Rich a little bit about it. I think it's time we get you talk to the Tyler. We need to rake some seed into some of these greens where it's fair.
Nope. This is a special meeting. That's not part of it.
This is a workshop.
Oh, it's a workshop.
We can talk about whatever. What else you got?
Sorry.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I'll talk to you later, Rebecca.
All right,
go ahead, Doug.
Okay, and then we need to haul some dirt on some of these places in the fairways and get those seeded and rake them in. And then so the dirt, and you said you have a place, you're going to talk to the guy about the dirt. I mean, we have rocks, you know, on the fairway where sometimes you can hit right in the middle of the fairway and the ball will go 50 feet right or left. Just because they hit a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to put some dirt on dirt over those rocks because they don't seem to be cleaning up those rocks. I mean,
well, in the springtime, we have the Hemgill and Hillgill. We go out and do that rock collection pickup thing too, which will help.
I know, but I mean, we need to get some dirt all under those rocks because you can't clean up all those rocks. I mean, it's a rock pile underneath the ground.
Yeah. We grow rocks better than anything around here.
Yeah, rocks grow good here.
I will check with the dirt that we got from Eagle Rock last year. I will check with them and see what we can do. Because last year I got dirt from them pretty cheap, and then I just had Mike from the road department haul it for me. So I'll check with them, and then we'll talk about everything else. Quick note, though, the inboxes, the turn boxes for the UV are supposed to be delivered 1st of February. So hopefully the UV project will be getting wrapped up and done with the 1st of March. So then the end of March, we'll have to pay that off. We need to
buy a cheap liner so we can line up with some lime instead of using paint. Paint's $15 a can. We use paint on there. The lime, we buy a bag of lime for about $8 and it does 50 pounds. You take that little liner that you use for high school to make lines and that 50 pounds goes a long ways.
Okay.
But that's the thing we got to get done. It's this time of the year to start getting these features done.
All right. Got it.
Is there any other comments on that? Nicole, you got anything?
I don't have any comments on that at this time.
Did you make sure of
it? No. I'm not an expert on golf courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out there every day, so most every day, other than when it's like this. And I think the golf course probably is closed anyhow today, but I don't know, there was a lot of cars there this morning.
Oh, another side note, so we have this on record. We're supposed to be changing it to cart path only, because a lot of the fairways, they're driving down the fairways, and with the Bermuda grass being dormant right now, it is really killing our fairways. So we're switched them. They were supposed to switch it last week, and I don't know if they did, but we're going to switch to cart path only. So that way we can take the pressure off the dormant grass right now.
There's a lot of places, though, that you hit the ball just by the cart path. Let's just say number one. You hit the ball up by those trees on the left side, it's going to end up at that fence down there because there's no grass to hold anything.
No, no.
We shut off the water so early that that we didn't have a chance to grow any grass for the winter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they shut
off. Well, I think it was not that you shut it off early. You shut it off when you normally would, which is, this has just been
no,
a
we shut it off early.
This has been
seasonally
a, yeah.
warm start to winter.
We shut it off in way in November.
Compared to last year when I was here, this is really seasonally warm this year. So, all right.
Anything else?
All right. Wow.